Sunday the 13th of June, and we're here in the West End of Glasgow to interview Professor Izzy Metzstein. Is it all right if I call you Izzy?
Absolutely.
Thanks. So, can we start with your arrival here in Scotland? Could you tell us, please, when and where you were born, and did you have a different name at birth? Was this always your name?
My name is Izzy Isabel Metzstein. People think Izzy is a short, but it's actually a German name, or a Germanish name. And Isabel was my second name, and Metzstein obviously was a family name, which isn't, it's handmade, my father made it up. I mean that, because he was originally called Mühlstein. I think he wanted to be more German, perhaps, I don't know. They went to Germany from Poland. Well, with Russia, and then came Poland, and then they went to Germany in the early 20s. And I suspect he was trying to be maybe more German.
And where about in Germany? You were born in Germany, Berlin.
Yeah, I was born in Berlin.
And obviously you left to escape the Nazis.
Yeah.
And do you still remember the days in Germany? You were very young when you came here.
I remember quite a lot. I don't remember the start, but I remember clearly the Kristallnacht. And that was quite a curious experience because I've never heard anybody else talking about this in this way. I actually went to school, I was to a Jewish school. We could walk to, it's about 8 minutes walk. And as I was walking there, some children of my class came towards me and said, "Don't go. Synagogue, the synagogue and the school were attached to each other. And the synagogue was on fire." So I worried about it, I didn't know why it was on fire. I thought just it was on fire. So I went to look. Now I realize it was probably the most dangerous thing I've ever done in my life. But nobody paid any attention to me. And of course I saw what was happening. I went home. But I saw that the synagogue was burning. The fire spread to the roof of the school, and the firebird standing by and making sure that none of the non-Jewish property was on fire. And everybody looking at it and enjoying themselves. The non-Jewish, I mean. And I just went back home. It wasn't until later I discovered this had been part of a major attack on the Jewish. There were some big synagogues in Berlin, and they were all burnt out, most of them. But the synagogue was attached to the school. But literally, physically attached to it.
You spoke of people watching and enjoying it. Do you think it was a minority who felt like that, or what do you feel?
I don't think a minority felt like that. I think at that stage, a vast majority of Germans went alongside, maybe not to the same degree of agreement with it, but not enough to make any protest or stay away. No doubt about it. At that stage, Hitler was very popular, and the treatment of Jews was seen as either a very good thing or something that you wouldn't want to have to worry about. But I would say, by what we're feeling out there, is that the Germans as a whole were anti-Semitic to different degrees, obviously. And nothing I've discovered since changed my mind.